The United States is in the midst of a frenetic final day of campaigning ahead of midterm elections, which are widely being interpreted as a verdict on Donald Trump's presidency so far. The president and his big-name Democratic opponents are rallying their party faithful, urging them to head to the ballot box. Turnout is forecast to be high, as North America correspondent James Glenday reports from Washington.
The company of Hamilton won't get no satisfaction until we raise the voter turnout with a plan of action.
Across the United States, Americans are being urged to vote by the media, politicians, and even the cast of Broadway musical Hamilton.
That's midterm turnout was 37%.
Well, that's upsetting.
If early voting is any indicator, turnout this time will be much higher. In the key state of Texas, more people have already cast ballots than in the entire 2014 midterms.
Does that turn into anything? I mean, Isn't Texas a red state?
That's up-and-coming Democrat Beto O'Rourke. And yes, Texas is traditionally conservative.
I mean, can a guy from El Paso, Texas, could we really win this?
Successive surveys suggest no. He still trails Senator Ted Cruz, yet the race is now closer than pundits initially predicted, and the Republican incumbent has been forced to go on the attack.
And he wants to see the kind of left-wing judicial activist who will undermine free speech and undermine religious liberty and undermine the Second Amendment, and that's not what the people of Texas want to see.
435 House seats, 35 Senate spots, and 36 governorships are up for grabs at Tuesday's election. Polls suggest the Democrats will take the House and the Republicans will hold the Senate, but some races are very tight. In the final hours, the big-name figures in both parties are throwing everything at the campaign. President Donald Trump seems upbeat.
I think the Senate, we're doing very well, and I think we're going to do very well in the House. If you look over 100 years, for whatever reason, the party with the president doesn't do very well. I think we're going to do pretty well.
His predecessor, Barack Obama, is also positive. He says he hopes Americans send the Republicans a message.
The good news is that all across the country, what I'm seeing is this great awakening. People, I think, who had taken for granted that we had made certain strides, we had made certain progress, that, yeah, of course women are treated with respect. Of course we're not going to judge people based on skin color, their last name. Suddenly people woke up and said, oh, I guess we can't take this for granted. We've got to fight for this. We don't boo vote.
The surge in early voting, while notable, doesn't necessarily translate into an advantage for either party. More often than not, those who vote early have already made up their minds. The swing voters, those less loyal to either side, are likely to have the final say. In Washington, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.